This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Denver officials want the National Guard to help set up a large shelter for people who are experiencing homelessness during the coronavirus outbreak. City and state lawmakers are calling on Governor Polis to address the specific needs of people without stable housing, including securing motel rooms, supplying personal protection equipment to service providers, and expanding testing. City Council Member Robin Kanish says a statewide strategy is needed.
What has become apparent in recent days is that we are reaching the limit of what we as a city can do on our own.
No response yet from the governor. Meanwhile, Mayor Michael Hancock is extending Denver's stay-at-home order until April 30th. It had been set to expire on Saturday, the same day as the statewide order. More people are turning to video conferencing to do business or stay in touch. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports Senator Michael Bennett wants to make sure that information stays private.
Bennett has written to the CEO of Zoom, an online video conferencing platform, to find out what the company is doing to protect user data. This comes after some Zoom conferences were hacked and other sessions intended to be private have been viewable by the public. Bennett has questions for the company, including who it shares data with. The company said last week it is trying to make the platform more secure.
State officials say warmer weather and less mitigation work mean an increased risk of large avalanches in Colorado's high country. Much of the central mountains along the Front Range are under a moderate risk alert, but the southern mountains are under considerable risk. Officials say limit uphill and downhill skiing to the morning hours and treat closed ski areas as you would backcountry terrain. Coming up on the program, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson talks about his state's response to the coronavirus. It's one of only a few states not issuing a stay-at-home order. Then Mexico's president promises to expand support for the country's poor and aged, but those who work in the informal economy, like street vendors, say they won't be able to survive without working. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Red flag warning until 8 tonight for Colorado Springs and Pueblo. It's 72 in the Springs. It's 72 in Grand Junction, 72 in Denver. This is CPR.